So I wanted to show you guys, share something with you, which is, it appears to be a teen magazine, but actually, it is the complete New Testament. Those of you who are close up can see that, and those of you who are part owl also can see that. But it appears like there's pretty girls on the cover, and it says, are you dating a godly guy? And other questions. Beauty secrets you've never heard before. Oh, I promise you, you have never heard these secrets. You know how the King James version of the Bible like leaves out like beauty tips and guys speak out? This Bible puts it back in. And for those of you who doubt the accuracy of this Bible, let me read you a quote from it. You can trust that this Bible accurately presents God's word as it came to us in the original languages. Great. I'm sold. What did you want to tell me, God, that you forgot about? Well, I'll tell you. Here's just a little random fact. Did you know? 56% of young adults are searching for the meaning of life. Oh. And the other 44% are like, I wonder what tuna feels like on my penis. This is a top 10 random ways to have fun on a date. 1, make homemade ice cream. And then make love in it. Notes say get married then. Like, 2, go on a double date with your parents. That's not fun for parents. That's not fun for, that wouldn't be fun for bears. Who have none of the social rules we do at all. Oh, here's another little fact. Did you know? African American teens are 40% more likely to have had sex than Caucasian teens. Thanks, racist Bible. I don't know if a fact can be racist, but it's weird to be like, 85% of teens think Jews are genetically sneaky. Here's a top 10 random things to pray for. Let's see what they are. 1, your family. It's legit. Your friends. That's number 2. Also legit. 3, world leaders. Like a little teen girl, like, please help Kofi Annan get what he wants out of life. He wants a bicycle, maybe, I guess. I have no idea. Number 7, also pray for celebrities. The last people that need, like some girl, like, please send Justin Timberlake to space, where the vacuum will make his skin beautiful. And then, of course, my favorite, top 10 random beauty secrets. Get ready to become ultra fuckable. I'm just gonna share them. You don't even have to get this. 1, be joyful. Always. Because if there's one thing that's beautiful, it's a relentless, creepy happiness. An unwavering, like some girl who's like, parents died or something, and you're like, why are you so happy? And she's like, shh, he's watching. 2, and this will actually make you beautiful. Be on time. That's the second most important thing. It's true, though. If a woman's like a half hour late, I'm like, you're out of the picture, girly. You ugly whore. This totally has the feeling that like some guy who was just slighted was like, you know what? I'm going to add some stuff to the Bible that I want. I don't like it when people are late. My friend's daughter doesn't respect world leaders enough. And God said, don't be so late to the meeting. 3, this is awesome. Don't complain. It's true though. I mean, if you're like, if a woman complains, you're like, ugh. If you're like, hey, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing. And you're like, that's right, and God wills it. Thanks. That was a pretty fun adventure we just went on. Get ready. Bring your mind's eye. We're going to need it on these next few trips. I'm not even sure that makes sense.